The Quraysh often invoked the three goddesses as they circumambulated the Kaaba. Now this practice was dismissed as deluded and self-indulgent. Ta'if, where Alat had her shrine, provided Mecca with its food. Many of the Quraysh had summer homes in this fertile oasis. How could Ta'if remain on friendly terms with them if they condoned the insult to their goddess? Overnight, Muhammad had become the enemy. The Quraysh leaders sent a delegation to Abu Talib, asking him to disown his nephew. Nobody could survive in Arabia without an official protector. A man who had been expelled from his clan could be killed with impunity without fear of vendetta. Abu Talib, who was genuinely fond of Muhammad and not himself a Muslim, was in an impossible position. He tried to temporize, but the Quraysh returned with an ultimatum. "By God, we cannot endure that our fathers should be reviled, our customs mocked, and our gods insulted," they cried. "Until you rid us of him, we will fight the pair of you until one side perishes." Abu Talib summoned Muhammad, begging him to stop this subversive preaching. "Spare me and yourself," he pleaded. "Do not put upon me a burden greater than I can bear." Convinced that Abu Talib was about to abandon him, Muhammad replied with tears in his eyes, "O my uncle, by God, if they put the sun in my right hand and the moon in my left on condition that I abandon this course until God has made it victorious or I perish therein, I would not abandon it." He then broke down and left the room, weeping bitterly. His uncle called him back. "Go and say what you please, for by God I will never give you up on any account." For a while, Muhammad was safe. As long as Abu Talib remained his patron and could make this protection effective, nobody dared touch him. Abu Talib was a gifted poet, and he now wrote passionate verses denouncing the clans who had deserted Hashim in its hour of need. The clan of Al-Mutalib responded by declaring their solidarity with Hashim. But this good news was followed by a fateful defection. Abu Lahab, Abu Talib's half-brother, had opposed Muhammad and his revelations from the start. But to prevent a schism within the clan, he had betrothed two of his sons to Muhammad's daughters, Ruqayya and Kulthum. Now he forced his sons to repudiate the women. The elegant young Muslim aristocrat Uthman ibn Affan, however, had long admired Ruqayya, one of the most beautiful girls in Mecca, and could now ask Muhammad for her hand.